pricing measured work. Measured work does, of course, constitute the biggest part of the overall cost of a job done using the BQ. It will be necessary to go through every item in the BQ and put a cost against it. Each item will have to be considered against how much labour is involved, how much material is involved, and how much plant use is involved. If we take those in order, the labour will be derived from two things. First of all, an output rate, in other words, the time that it actually takes to do a unit of work, and secondly, a cost per hour. Now, that will be normally an all-in rate, either for an individual operative or possibly as a gang rate. That would be normal for something like, for example, a gang of bricklayers. Alternatively, of course, the labour could be dealt with by means of a subcontractor's quote. The cost of the materials will usually come from quotations or standard price lists. In the case of the latter, then the price that would be used would be that after discount had been knocked off. And there would have to be an allowance for waste, which would vary between contractors and between jobs depending on their view of it. The pricing of plant could come again from all-in rate for a particular piece of plant if it was owned by the contractor, or it could come from the higher rate for the particular piece of plant concerned. The contractor's estimator is usually going to use their own figures, modified according to the circumstances of a particular job, but they could just as easily use figures from a price book if they were a small contractor, or they could use the figures built into their computerized estimating system. It's important to remember, though, that in both cases they would need to look at the rates and make a decision about whether they were truly applicable to the particular job they were looking at. The estimate would normally be produced on an analytical basis, and certainly that would be the case if the job was of medium or large size, as that would always be appropriate. On small jobs, the contractor might take the view that it simply wasn't appropriate to use analytical estimating because the amount of trouble that was involved in doing it didn't actually have sufficient payback.